All right, what is a setting the bar story?
Well, the bar is a little life hurdle that we kind of place low to the ground, thinking you can leap over it by just not doing this.
Look, I'm not sure if this is a setting the bar story that originates from Florida, but it certainly has that energy. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your hand stuck in a gator's mouth, you're doing okay.
Oh, owie. Oh, owie.
Yeah, and also be thinking about what your best don't tell my wife moment is. So there's a video trending of literally some alligator hunters catching an alligator kind of in the middle of the night, right?
It sounds like the alligator caught him.
Yes. Well, it clamps down on one of the dude's hands. And you can tell that, like, they've been here before. This isn't something that necessarily, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. His arm's still in his mouth. He's telling his friends, hey, don't wake my wife, Katie.
Stop.
Listen.
Zoe, God.
It's okay. Do not wake Katie up.
Do not wake Katie up.
No, she's not going to want to hear this. She's not going to be happy. No.
Listen, somehow this dude was fine. He only ended up with a couple, like, scratches. That was it.
That's a miracle.
But listen to the rest of it. Like they're talking about how to get the gator to release his arm.
You need to grab the bottom jaw.
Somebody stick their finger in his butt.
Pull down.
I'm sorry. Stick the finger where?
Stick the finger in his butt.
What? Goose the alligator to let go?
Listen, I didn't know that's how you get a gator to release. I would say that would get anyone to release their grip on something.
It makes sense.
If you stick a thumb somewhere, boop.
Woo!
Hey! But the best part.
Zoe, God.
It's okay.
Do not wake Katie up.
Nope. Do not tell her this. Listen, she, this stays here.
Listen,
this
I'm
stays
not even
right here.
Supposed to be out alligator hunting with you jokers.
That sounds like she does not know what they're doing.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
that's exactly right. It sounds like she was just aware that he's going to go have some beers with the buddies.
Yeah.
And they're going alligator hunting.
Because she's going to be like, you did what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Oh, what a gentleman. He's just trying to save her, you know, the worry. It's fine.
Right.
Everything's fine.
Do not tell Katie.
Not tell Katie. Oh, bless his heart.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your hand stuck in a gator's mouth and then worried about your wife's reaction. Not your hand, wife's reaction.
And immediately, you know it's because you know she's going to be mad, not concerned.
Yeah.
Like she's going to be like, upset.
Dang it,
what are you
Brad?
Doing?
How many times have I told you?
You idiot.
Oh, shoot. We'll tweet the video out and we'll actually post it on our story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Now, there's a few little words.
I was going to say that.
Because your arm is stuck in an alligator mouth,
say,
probably
a
natural reaction.
Absolutely. You're going to say some choice words. So just, you know that. It's no words you haven't heard before, but just, yeah.
But still, yes.
Yeah. Anyways, that is your setting the bar story. I want to know, what's your best don't tell my wife or husband moment?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can rival my hand got stuck in an elevator alligator's mouth.
Right. Also, we learned that apparently you goose the alligator to get it to let go.
Right, exactly. So 502-795-1997. Get some of your stories coming up next.